Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, this is another one. This was on my 80s mixtape. I mean, it's probably like 81, 82 to probably 85 that were this kind of stuff stopped, maybe 86.
Boom, boom.
In the middle of our street.
Maryland alums will understand this when I say this. Back in those days, the VU was rocking.
Yeah.
And so was I.
You were rocking.
Oh, yeah.
The VU was right next to Pound Town. Short little walk.
That was right next to Bentley's.
Yeah.
Our house. I was rocking there, too, man.
In
you know?
The middle
of our house.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio.
Yeah. By the way, I do have confirmation. It was that Super Bowl where I did meet Guy Fieri.
Okay.
Where he promised me the knife, and the knife finally showed up 20 years later.
Mm.
And I was reminded that the segment that we were doing with that Guy Fieri was sponsored by Ritz Crackers.
Wow. Remembered that?
Which you later shoved in Jerry's mouth.
Well, hold on. This goes back.
Right.
And the guy said to me, he goes, I must remind you, if you remember, you ate the whole sleeve of Ritz crackers.
Oh, yeah.
So fast forward to Boomer and GL1 when I'm jamming Ritz crackers in all your faces. See, I love a Ritz cracker.
Ritz cracker is great. It is delicious.
It's an awesome cracker.
It's buttery like and
that,
flaky.
That and a Wheat Thin.
Yeah, I think a Triscuit needs to be in there as well.
No.
All right.
It's a Wheat Thin and it's a Ritz cracker.
All right. So then F, marry, kill.
All right.
Wheat Thin, Ritz cracker, Triscuit.
Okay.
Here's Jerry spitting out those Ritz crackers.
I am F, marry, kill. I think I'm going to, I think I'll do the Wheat Thin with the F part of it.
All right, you're going to have sex with a Wheat Thin.
I'm gonna marry the the Ritz cracker as I shove it into Peter Schwartz's face.
Right.
And then I'm just going to kill the Triscuit. I don't really care about
that. Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have sex with the Ritz cracker because it's so buttery and flaky and soft. I'm going to marry the Triscuit because I'm not afraid of it cheating on me. Where I feel like the Wheat Thin is out there like a hussy. Like everybody's grabbing at the Wheat Thins. And, Triscuit seems loyal to me.
And the thing about the Wheat Thins is that like you now have different flavors,
yeah. I think there's different flavors of all these things now.
Nah, not really the Ritz cracker.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill the Wheat Thin. I don't trust it.
Okay,
I really don't. And it's smaller. You know, the Triscuit's hardy. Like you can't put, just like I could put, when,
like it breaks up into a lot of pieces.
No, it does. You put a piece of cheese on a Triscuit cracker and slam that into your mouth. It's a great vehicle for cheese.
It's a Ritz cracker, and it's also like if you have a wheat thin and you dip it into like a cheddar cheese batter.
Listen, the Ritz cracker is amazing. I'm with you now.
One day I'm going to take you
to like the Ritz facility.
No, I'm going to take you. If we're lucky enough, I think we will be, to National Golf Links of America.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
And they have this little halfway hut. Mm. It's packed in. They have the greatest cheese, like, urn.
The cheese urn?
Whatever you call it. It's unbelievable. I don't know why their cheese is so much better than everybody else's. And it has Ritz crackers in there.
Oh, wow.
And they also have peanut butter and ginger snaps.
Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park?
Man, a cheese urn at National Golf Links and just scooping cheese with Ritz crackers.
Right, urn is probably the wrong word, but you know what I'm talking about.
A vat of it. Is it, and it's spreadable cheese we're talking about?
Yes,
here? It's not warm like queso cheese.
Right, they have knives there. But you have to take the Ritz cracker, just dip it in there.
Now here's so
yep.
Was it plastic knives or regular?
Oh, I was going to say. Is this National Golf?
I just make it sure. Well, you just said it was a cheese vat.
I'll tell you, you want to have a unique round of golf. That place is about as unique as it gets.
Oh, I'm
sure.
They
don't build them like that anymore.
I mean, it's like a top two or three golf course in the world, isn't it?
And I know if I get one of my really good friends to take us there, maybe we get the lobster lunch.
Oh, boy. Stop teasing me, man.
Yeah.
Will you stop teasing me?
Yeah.
Where are we going to take Fat Perez, Bob Does Sports, and
when do you
Joey
want to
Cold
do that?
Cuts?
When do you want to do that?
I mean, their schedule is probably filling up, so we're going to have to do it.
Do we have to fit our schedule into their schedule?
Yeah, we're going to have. I mean, they're so busy. I'm serious. They're crazy with the stuff that they're doing. So we're going to have to throw out some dates in the summertime to get them up here. I mean, I would imagine that they're pretty busy. So where are we going to take them? I mean, we got to roll out the red carpet for those guys. They're big time golf influencers now. Can't just bring them over to Timber Point. You know, Goldhaven.
You know, don't forget where you came from, please.
I'm not. That's why I didn't say West Sable, because West Sable is my home course, and I love it.
All right. Well, Timber Point, I bet you they would have a hard time with Timber Point if it's windy.
No, I know, but I'm talking about like we got a nice club, like a private club type of
why?
Thing. Because I
mean,
think,
we all love golf. What difference does it make?
I think those guys showing up at like a public Long Island golf course would be a little
tough
for us.
How about Bethpage Black? That's a public Long Island golf course.
Should do that. That'd be great.
How about Montauk Downs?
That'd be perfect. Those two would be great. Be great.
All right.
So, actually, I probably shouldn't have said Timber Point. More like Gullhaven or what's that other dump there? Bergen Point next to the poop plant. Like those
all
two
right,
places.
Yeah, okay. I don't.
Carolyn, what's going on, Carol?
Carol, what's happening?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Carol.
It's not a vat or an urn of cheese. It's a crock.
A crock.
Thank you. I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
There you go.
That would be very sad.
You know what we are? We're a crock of you know what.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to go into that.
Well, thanks, Carol. We know that you are a
fan. Yeah, crock of cheese. What am I thinking about? Yes.
Oh, I didn't come up with it either. I know,
but I was just like... That came out of nowhere, and I was searching for the word, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, crock, and nobody did. Nobody came up with crock. It wasn't just us that were searching for it, but
yeah, I don't think those guys sometimes are really paying attention to us anyway.
Yeah, I probably was trying to cue up something else.
Yeah.
Does anything else go in an urn but ashes? Can you use urn for something
coffee.
Else?
Coffee. There's coffee urn.
Coffee urn.
Coffee
okay.
urn, yeah.
Can right. butter go in an urn? Or is that a churn? Am I thinking of churn?
You're thinking of churning butter. But do you churn in an urn?
No, you don't churn in an urn. I've actually made butter before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Man butter?
Up in Granville. No.
How'd that go?
It was fun. Made ice cream, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Things that you didn't know about me.
Yeah. I'm sure
you never knew
like,
I made butter or ice cream.
No, I did. I
splooge.
Gary on Long Island. What's going on, Gary?
Oh, hold on. You got to excuse me. I'm cracking up laughing. what you just said about man butter. All right, give me a second here. All right, first of all, I got to ask Mr. Nabisco something, but first, Gio, yeah. What do you have against Timber Point? Timber Point.
Nothing. I shouldn't. It came out of my mouth. I was just thinking of a public course that wasn't West Sable because I didn't want to disparage
West
Sable.
I like Timber Point.
So Timber Point's nice. It's on the water. I shouldn't have said that. That's why I revised it to Gullhaven and Bergen Point.
Okay. All right. Boomer, Mr. Nabisco over there.
Yeah.
Are you aware that a few years back, Nabisco was purchased by a Mexican drug cartel?
Is that Mondelez?
Yeah.
They're the ones who also bought Oreos, which is a part of the Nabisco family.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You're giving them all this money by purchasing their products.
Well, how do I know? All right.
Gary.
You're claiming that this company is a drug cartel.
How do you know
Mondelez, the original, when Mondelez stepped into the business, All their financial backing was from a Mexican drug cartel.
So it was like money laundering. They wanted to put it into a legitimate business.
Just Google it.
Google it. All right. So was it the El Chapo cartel, the one that he ran?
I don't know about that.
So you're telling me El Chapo was the CEO of Mondelez?
It's kind of what you're saying.
Or the CFO. Or maybe he was the chief marketing officer.
It's kind of what you're saying, Gary.
It could be.
All right. Well, let me check this out here. Thank you,
Gary.
Were
they shipping all their pills in, like, you know, Oreo boxes and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's like Mondelez, America's favorite drug dealer.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just like a...
Well, to me, like an Oreo is a drug.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, actually. That's what that article's about. Mexican cartel. So you're telling me that the company that makes Oreos and Ritz crackers is run by Mexican narcos? That's what he's saying?
That's what he said.
Mondelez Mexican drug cartel. This sounds like one of these fake-ass stories, you know?
I knew somebody that worked at Mondelez. Who the hell was it?
I think one of Allie's sisters or cousins or something works at Mondelez, I think.
Yeah, and then I got Tom Laidlaw telling me that Ritz are poison. They're banned in most European countries. Now, come on, Tom.
They probably are, actually.
I mean, you know.
There's some of the ingredients that are in those
survivor.
Things.
Like, to me, I'm surviving every day. If I'm slamming an Oreo or a Ritz cracker, that means I'm a survivor.
I'm not getting anything. Now, I wouldn't expect Google to have all this information out there. I mean, the narcos probably had it wiped from the internet. But I am not seeing anything on Mondelez being backed by Mexican drug cartels.
This sounds like one of those fake urban legends.
Yeah. Look it up. I seen it on Facebook. One of those things.
On Reddit.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those deals. Let's go to Vince in Comac. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, Vince, what's happening?
Boomer, I hate to see you get involved with a drug cartel.
Yeah.
I found a better alternative to Ritz crackers, which I used to love. You go to Trader Joe's and you buy their golden rounds. You will not be sorry.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
All right,
I'll give it a shot as long as Tom Laidlaw lets me.
Tom Laidlaw is one of those ingredient freaks like Al Dukes?
I think he is. Plus, you know, he gets up like at 4 in the morning and starts doing workouts and stuff like that.
There are certain
guys
things, though.
Ripped up. He looks great and love the guy and everything else. But he's telling me that, you know, I got to watch myself.
Yeah, well, I think it's fair. When Al had me start following some of these Instagram ingredient people, like they go through these things like this cereal, they don't have this in the UK, and this dye, and they ban this stuff.
I don't want to hear it.
Okay, well, when Al's 125 years old playing hockey with Tom Laidlaw, and you're saying this is the 20th anniversary of when Boomer died.
When Al is 125 years old, he's going to be doing exactly what he's doing today. Nothing.
We'll still be living.
Doing nothing. And the thing about him is what he loves. He's like Larry David. What do you love, Al?
Doing nothing at home.
Right. And coming to work.
I do like coming here, but then I like going home.
I mean, that's what Larry David said. Yeah. I saw that. I saw the interview that he gave. I want to do nothing. I just want to go to work and I want to stay home. But then again, I see him out all over the place.
Correct.
Fake. So I think that's a whole, that's a bit.
Do you agree with him when he says that he wishes he could enjoy stuff like other people.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
Because I have the same feeling. I see people enjoying things. I'm like, are you really? Like, you really are enjoying this? And it's very confusing.
Well, it's like you and your binoculars, you know, on your deck there in Bradley Beach in
for
the summertime.
Dolphin watching.
You enjoy that, right?
I do like looking through binoculars, sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's your thing.
Oh, it's my thing.
But I mean, you really enjoy yourself. Can't wait home to get the binoculars out.
You know, and one of those
freak.
You freak pervert. But when we talk about the life that Peter Schwartz lives and my fascination with him, that's where all that comes from. It's like, I wish I could get a toy in a Happy Meal and be like thrilled about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he or a bobblehead from somebody or like whatever
it
may be.
A golf balls and a birdie.
Well,
that's what you're shooting for.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, the things that he loves and these small things that make him happy. I'm always like fascinated by that. Meanwhile, I just saw an Instagram reel he put out. He's interviewing somebody in the MacArthur Airport, and you see the baggage claim behind him through the window. It's unbelievable. But like, he's having the time of his life, you
yes,
know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I wish I had that.
And like, I bet it doesn't even cross his mind like there's going to be traffic. It's going to be a pain to get in, pain to get out. Like, it doesn't even cross his mind.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I wish I could have that.
I know. And I'm going to enjoy this experience, and it is what it is. And I'm happy. I'm bringing my family, whatever it costs. I'm just doing it. Yeah.
I just think of him and his two big, ginormous sons and his poor wife traveling, staying in one hotel room together with one toilet.
I mean, I think they're graduating from that now.
Let me ask you a question. And two, what, queen beds?
I don't know, man. I don't know. You got to ask him these questions. I don't know. I'm not sure. But they said they're going to get two hotel rooms now. So they've changed that whole thing. I think because of you. I think you pressured them into the two hotel rooms.
It's not right.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but it's a frugal move, is it not? Sometimes you got to cut corners, save money.
I understand it's frugal, but I mean, You got to drop an extra 50 bones just to have some normalcy.
50 bones. So you're not.
Well, they stayed at a Red Roof Inn out there in the middle of God knows where.
Was it really a Red Roof Inn?
Yeah, I think it was.
I didn't even know they had those anymore. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
I've actually made butter before.
Man butter? Got a special surprise guest coming in studio at 9 a.m. It's really Boomer related, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Na, 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 Boomer G on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Can I ask you a question? You're an NFL team, and you want to go through the interview process with as many players as you possibly can, especially when you have the second overall pick, as we're talking about the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
And let's say you bring in four different quarterbacks to interview.
Yeah.
And one of those quarterbacks happens to be Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And Jaden Daniels' camp, supposedly, puts out there that he's upset that they were actually sitting down and talking to other quarterbacks other than him. Does that make you worry about drafting a guy like that?
No.
Okay.
That doesn't.
I mean, but that's like what's going on.
Is that
so? What, you know? So what? They of course they have every right to interview every. They're going to invest.
Do we know that's a fact?
Yes. Yes.
We do know that's a fact.
Yes.
I mean, because you know this stuff comes out around draft time to knock some of these prospects down. All the digging up tweets from a million years ago, well, and then when they were in high school.
So his
Laramie Tunsil's gas mask weed bong.
All right, so his agent, Ron Butler, retweeted a Pro Football Talk post suggesting Daniels' camp was not happy that Washington had brought in four different quarterbacks for top 30 visits last week.
That's his camp.
That's what I'm
saying. Not even him.
But yeah, but it's all like...
Everybody's got camp.
Idiotic and childish to me.
You met Jaden Daniels. You always talk about, I need to sit and look these guys in the eyes and sniff them and squeeze them. And,
no, I don't sniff and squeeze.
And yeah, but you say all this stuff. Phil does the sniff and squeeze.
No, he does the sniff and squeeze. I just try to meet the guy.
So you always say these things.
And right? I like the kid.
So what was your opinion of it, as opposed to some retweeting of a camp story?
Well, my point is, like, now, like, I didn't know, like, when I met him, he didn't have all these people in his life.
Yeah.
So maybe they're speaking for him. Oh, you upset our client. Oh, shut the F up. If we draft your client, we're going to pay him a lot of money. We want to make sure we're picking the right guy.
Yeah.
Just shut up. You're going to get your money. And by the way, you know what I would say? Hey, agent, they don't even need you because they're slotted. They're slotted. They don't need an agent the first time around. Just get a lawyer to go in there, look at everything over, and don't pay the money to the agent.
This is very anti you normally. You're going against your brand here when it comes to quarterbacks.
In this situation.
But you had your own personal experience with Jaden Daniels.
And I liked them.
That was positive. The only thing that you took out of it was too skinny, but you liked his personality. And you always say, I got to look at these guys. I got to like these guys. I got to see them. I got to look them in the eye. And you did. And you came out of it with a positive thing. Now you got some reposting ex-agent pre-draft fluff that you're falling into here.
Yeah, but these are the kids that you got to work with now, and you're hoping that you make the right decision that are going to lead your franchise for the next, hopefully, 10 to 15 years.
Listen, I take Jaden Daniels and his camp and his hurt feelings or whatever on my football team.
Oh, yeah. I you know what? Don't have your feelings hurt, kid. Just get in here and lead our team and let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Suck on that, quarterbacks.
I will say this, though.
Yeah.
If the Giants do draft up a quarterback and I were Daniel Jones, my feelings would be disgusted.
Daniel Jones. Saquon Barkley? Jerry's back with an update. We are a half hour away from a surprise in-studio guest.
Nice.
What's happening, Jerry?
Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So since you're talking about the draft stuff, Jerry Jones met the media yesterday with Mike McCarthy and Stephen Jones as they're getting set for their draft. Not talking about quarterbacks, but offensive linemen, perhaps. And it's some Cowboys have been very good at picking linemen. They've had a lot of guys that have stuck. He was asked why he's been so good in that category.
For me, I was an offensive lineman. They're always the smartest, the best looking, and they're the ones that end up owning the teams.
So some mild laughter. He was then talking about how, because of free agency and the salary cap, had a weird way of saying Mike McCarthy has to develop young talent.
That puts a big load on this guy's shoulder over here.
It's a strange way to say it, but have you ever put a big load on Boomer's shoulder? I mean,
man, it's a long off season, man. We got knocked out early, and Dak Prescott's contract's in the news every day, and I got a load on my shoulder.
We expect him to have a serious load.
got another load clip. That's crazy.
So anyway. Good morning.
Hello, hey. Jeff. Oh, and I didn't get a chance to clip it yet, but he's talking about 10 years from now when he looks back to this draft.
Oh.
He looked good and spry.
Well, there you go.
I will say that.
He's not dying like he was last year, like you said.
I never said he was.
Said yeah. he was dying.
His days were numbered.
Said his days were numbered, yeah. man.
No, they can take
clip that.
They can take that urn that was made for him and fill it up with cheese.
So we could scoop it out with Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
Then in Pittsburgh, you got Mike Tomlin. He was having some fun with the media, basically telling them how you follow all my movements, who I'm talking to, what we're thinking. He says, well, during scouting season, very calculated.
Sometimes at pro days, I'm looking at people that I'm not interested in because I know everyone's watching. And so, that's to be bluntly honest, there's not a lot of my peers that work on the pro day circuit the way that I work. And so I understand my movement, what I pay attention to, who I conversate with, all becomes media fodder. And so sometimes I have fun with you guys.
So what I'm saying is, don't read into it if I'm talking to the ugly bitch at the bar. Don't mean I want her. Don't mean I want her.
Wow. Oh. Okay, I understand the analogy. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Couple of other things here before we turn our attention back to the Rangers. The Mavericks beat the Clippers. Okay, so that series tied 1-1.
Did you see Kyrie Irving's earring last night in the postgame?
I did not.
He's got like a metal feather earring that's about 10 inches long.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Hanging from his ear.
But doesn't he claim to be like an American Indian?
Yeah, I believe there is some sort of indigenous nature to his background.
It's interesting you bring up 10 inches because there's this video out. Matt Barr was on the show this morning in London a couple of days ago. He apparently is known to be the man that's most well-endowed. And
Matt
so,
Barr, the kicker?
No, I didn't say that. I just said this guy, Matt Barr.
Oh, okay.
And the host was trying to explain to the TV audience what that's like.
We've got this ruler with us just to try and illustrate. So this essentially is how big your penis is when it's erect.
Oh, yeah, obviously the thickness is a lot bigger, but yes.
And of course, we're not taking into the girl.
It's the real issue.
So the practicalities of something like that, as much as people might go, gosh, it would be amazing to be so well endowed. Yeah. What is the reality of that for you, Matt?
Effing great, dude. What are you talking about?
Are
you kidding me with that question?
That's where he says it's not.
It's just something that affects you in a way that people don't think about, because they only think about the stuff when it comes to adult content, or pub jokes, for example, you know, lads cracking jokes. I grew up in the time of the lad mag when that was
that great.
You don't know the way that I've suffered with this big wanker. It's stuck in the zipper. People gawking at it. You have no idea the pain that I felt. So, you over there with your little niblet. You're the one who's blessed. Not I. I've got this one-eyed trouser snake.
Come on.
I'd like to chop in half.
If I could. Then the second host chimed in.
How do girls react to it when you're dating?
It's difficult because it's not something you can really spring on people with a surprise, because it just tends to scare people away generally.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly. But also you don't want to be a creep and like, bring it up early, but it's how do you find that balance?
Yes, how do you start that conversation?
How do you start that conversation, Mr. Big Penis?
Marco. Marco,
you know, Brian Jones once told me,
wow,
he said this on the air, so I could share it, that did happen to him once, where he was about to have relations with a woman he'd never had relations with, and because of the size of it, she decided no.
Mm.
Yeah. And I was like, come on. He said, no, it's a true story.
True story.
And she said, no, thank you. Too big.
Yeah. Well, that's what this man was trying to say, that he didn't want to sound like a creep by bringing it up before you get involved or in a relationship, but also the conversation has to be had.
All right. So I don't know how to put this to you, so I'm just going to...
Lay it all out there. I've got what you call a hammer. Alice, where are you going? Alice? Oh, damn it. Lost another one. This damn big penis.
What happens if it's the problem the other way? If it's too small.
I think that happens to a lot of guys, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I mean, ask anybody in the newsroom.
Al.
Okay. The Mavericks beat the Clippers 96-93. Pacers over the Bucks 125-108. Both those series tied 1-1. Here's another one of these Tyrese Halliburton clips where he sounds like two different guys in the same 11 seconds.
Incredible.
We expect a great crowd. A lot of people are excited about what's to come, you know, in the series, and
you know, just the energy in the city right now with everything that's going on, but especially with us. So, you know, we're excited.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, he did that on Pat McAfee's show the first time. Yeah. Like, you got two different voices. Like, I know, everybody's telling me that.
And he doesn't break stride. So it's not like.
He's trying to do it. I don't think so.
It's creepy.
It really is weird.
Kind of like hanging out with Eddie, right? Because he's got the accent chameleon going.
Yes. Oh, God. Eddie orders lunch is a bit that it would be great. Eddie, Chinese food today.
How would that sound?
I'm not doing that.
All right.
I'm not doing that one.
Okay, why, you know?
And one other one from basketball. Caitlin Clark apparently has got a $28 million deal from Nike.
You mean the Luka Doncic? Is that you're referring to?
That's right.
Yeah, I saw that.
She's got her own shoe, too, man. They're going to make her signature shoe as well.
Pretty cool. NHL playoffs last night.
Mika Zibanejad, it's a power play goal, 2-1 Rangers.
And that was Sam Rosen on MSG. After Washington scored early, Rangers come back, couple of goals there, and they would win 4-3, take a 2-0 series lead. Here was Peter Laviolette, hard-fought game for sure.
I expected that tonight, and the way it played out, physical and, you know, some attitude and directness inside of the game. I thought our guys responded pretty well. It was a hard-fought game. I thought it was a hard-fought game. I think that's good.
And so they go to Washington up 3-0, 22 saves for Igor Shesterkin. The Panthers beat the Lightning in overtime 3-2. Carter Verhaeghe, the game winner. I think this was the clip you were looking for, Boomer. This was Sergei Bobrovsky in net when it was still a 2-2 game. I think this is Bob Wischusen on ESPN, but I'm not 100% sure.
Cirelli with some speed. Cirelli looks over his shoulder. That wrister partially blocked by Montour. Out in front!
That is such a great call by Bob.
Sure is.
That is awesome.
No, Bob's awesome.
He gets into it, and this save was ridiculous.
Pretty good. They kept the game at 2-2, and then they wind up winning 3-2 in overtime. So a big save for sure. Quickly with the baseball, the Yankees beat the A's 4-3, a four-run first, all they needed. They would hold them off from that point forward. Yankees go to 16-8. Stanton and Rizzo with the early offense. Marcus Stroman the win. Clark Schmidt on the mound tonight on the Fan at 7:05. DJ LeMahieu was in a rehab game at Somerset last night, or yesterday, didn't go well. He left with soreness in the right foot, so we'll see where that goes. And the Mets fell to the Giants 5-1. Mike Yastrzemski, couple of hits, including a single, a double, three RBIs. So the Mets have now lost three straight after the six-game winning streak. They've fallen to 12-11 on the season. Luis Severino suffered the loss last night, 3 runs over 6. This afternoon, they'll wrap it up before coming home this weekend. You've got Sean Manaea on the mound against Blake Snell on WCBS 880 at 345.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio.
Wang.
It's a... Huh?
What's that?
Hello?
Wang.
Oh. Yes. Eddie played that about 15 times earlier. We were talking about the band Wang Chung.
Oh, okay.
Like, I couldn't get a thought out of that. Wang, wang, wang.
Stupid.
Yeah. But that's what we do here, is Wang jokes. It's... Like, when people come up to us sometimes, say, like, really nice things at, like, these live events, they'll be like, you know, thank you for what you do. I'm like, what? make penis jokes and talk about the Jets?
What?
Pretty much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We are 13 minutes away from the surprise guest this morning. Surprise in-studio guest. I know who it is. Boomer thinks he has a guess as to who it is. But I'm not going to have you guess because I don't want it to be ruined. I don't want to know that you know. Let's just put it that way. But you just have a guess. You haven't been tipped off on this whole thing.
I have not been tipped off on anything. As a matter of fact, when you brought this up this morning, I just figured I just missed the show meeting or something. And
No. You did, but it had nothing to do with this. Yeah. So there's one today. There's a show meeting today.
Good. Enjoy.
10:30. What do you think? Wait.
Is it Spike Eskin? Is that the surprise guest?
No, it's not the surprise guest. No. I know. it is not him. He's all fired up.
Why?
Spike Eskin.
Why? Because the sub-76ers are bitching about the...
No, because he's doing a job he likes. Okay. That's why.
I did meet the guest who's here and shook his hand. Very strong.
Very strong handshake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't like... Well, I do like that, actually. I was going to say, I don't like that. It makes me feel weak.
Well... So does everything else in this world.
Well, listen, most of my friends, if this is somebody that I know, are going to have a strong handshake and they're going to look you right in the eye a freaking man.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing worse than a wet fish handshake. Like sometimes if there's like a mishandled handshake and someone doesn't get my good handshake, I do it again because I don't want them to take that weird handshake as the way that I normally shake a hand.
Not that you want to overdo it, but you just want to make sure that it's stern enough that they know that you're there for a reason.
But some guys do that on purpose. They misalign it so they can get like a
dominant.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
That's a move.
This is one guy. Like when I give a handshake, I give a handshake. Like, yeah, that's a good handshake. Yeah, then you give one like this.
Yeah, that's not an
Come on. I don't like that.
There's one guy in Sable comes from the hip with his handshake every time I see him. From the hip, like he's pulling out a guy. He's like, hey man,
what's happening?
Like right from the hip.
How about the guy that always comes up to you and does this? What up, dog?
Oh, yeah. The pound. Yeah. The bro hug. The pound. I love the bro hug. Like, that's something if I hadn't seen Brandon Tierney in a while, we would bro hug, I think.
You know, I was listening to Evan and Tiki a little bit yesterday, and they do this thing that reposts or something. They look back at, one of our tweets from past years.
Cinco de Fivo?
No, it's not Cinco de Fivo. Some, I don't know, it's like, they look at old tweets that all of us have had.
Okay.
And then Evan will read it to Tiki, and Tiki will have to guess whose tweet it is. And I think it's a very good segment, actually.
Okay.
And yesterday they had two of Brandon's tweets. And one of them is nothing worse than a white, awkward Asian, bro-hugging the black basketball player.
That's what he said.
Well, and it's kind of like that way in the tweet, And Tiki knew that immediately. He goes, that's Brandon.
Well, I mean, spend 10 years ago,
yeah,
right?
But that tweet was before they were actually
But
together.
Still. I mean, Brandon is a guy who has not changed much, I think, you know?
But he's a bro-hugging some bitch.
Oh, without a doubt. Seen one. Wow. You know, I will... There's certain people I will bro-hug for sure. 100%.
Yeah, I get it.
Like none of you guys are bro hug guys at all, but there are guys I would bro hug.
You're bro hugging Joe G.
No.
Lee Einsiedler.
Lee Einsiedler, I bro hugged. Yeah,
Wally Zerbiak.
I bro hugged. I did on Monday. Was that Monday or two? Monday.
I knew it. Yeah, but he probably wanted a bro hug to get close to you because he knew exactly what the heck you guys were going to talk about.
I got a good one for you guys. We got this at Super Bowl, and I felt very awkward. Nate Burleson bro hug.
Oh, well, you got to expect
that. He loves
that.
The bro hug. Yeah, he's a bro hugger.
You know, the message that you have to send for the bro hug is you're walking towards each other, you got to put the hand up to know. Like, that's the bro hug signal. Sort of like bunt is like, you know, touch your nose and then touch your leg.
Yeah, you put your hand up in the air as opposed to out.
Yeah, right. If you put it up in the air, okay.
Then you know it's going to be one of these.
Not only are we doing this, but we're also hugging at the end of it as well.
Yes. Kind of like Roger Goodell at the draft.
Oh, God. That's more than a bro hug. That's a molestation.
I think they're going to have to...
Huh?
I think he's a little injured right now. Bro hugging.
Really? Oh, no. This is breaking news.
Not this year.
This is a big deal. That Roger Goodell bro hug and like sway back and forth that he does.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen this
year. People look forward to that.
They're going to tell the draftees, just shake his hand and just go.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I just think he's dealing, you know, with a little bit of a strain or something.
Okay. Interesting.
You know something, obviously.
I just gave you something.
Dealing with a strain?
Some sort of strain or something.
Was he making butter? Pulled something? No? All right. Well, I'll be looking forward to that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I will be.
You watch closely and see if it's right.
All right. I'm going to throw names out here. You tell me if they're I know you don't bro hug anybody, but if you could see them trying to give you a bro hug, all right? Sal Licata.
I don't want him within 10 feet of me.
So no bro? No. I'm asking, do you think he would try to bro hug somebody?
No.
BT, you said yes, right? Pete Hoffman.
Yeah, I could see him bro hugging.
This next one I'm going to give you, I think 100%. Big Zoo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's got the whole vibe going.
Yeah, that is a huge...
He's got the whole, like, I don't know what the vibe is, like a street vibe or something. What is that?
A street vibe?
You know, he's out of the street.
Street cred.
You know, I don't know. It gives him that whole vibe.
He kind of has like a grew up in Queens type of thing about him, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes you hear that. That's bro hug written all over.
Yeah. Tommy Lugauer.
No.
Too thin.
Too thin? It's a weight requirement on these bro hugs? Sean Morash. See, I don't think he's a bro. He's too awkward. He walks like a penguin. You know, you see him, he does not have that cool bro hug factor.
Yeah. No. No bro hug there.
No bro hug there.
No.
Andrew Perloff.
Absolutely not. And plus, when he walks, he might hit you with that arm that he's swinging. Yeah, if he does, he could knock you out into next week.
I know, it's an odd one.
How about Maggie?
You don't bro hug a woman.
Okay.
You can't. I mean, that's just strange. You know, Keith McPherson?
I don't know Keith that well, but when I do listen, I hear bro hug in his voice.
And the last one, Chris McMonagle.
He'd steamroll you.
Yeah, but I could see him being a bro hug guy. More than a handshake guy?
No, he's a handshake guy.
No, I think more than a handshake guy, bro hug guy.
He's a fire hydrant. I mean, you're not putting your arm around that.
It is funny how much
his back is probably sweaty.
His cadence, yeah, it's probably always sweaty, all times of the day. It's amazing how his cadence sometimes, he just sounds so much like Mike. There's certain things that he says.
No, I mean,
like today,
he's like, do I think...
He's like, I know, but I mean, it's just amazing. Like he said something like, you know, do I think the Capitals could win the series? I do not. I'm just like, Jesus.
So he was asking himself a question?
Yeah, I do not.
Like Phil Simms?
I do not. But.
Like Phil Simms? Like Phil Simms loves to ask himself a question?
Ask and answer the same question. Yeah,
loves it.
All right, special guest coming up next.
Loves asking himself some questions.
Special in-studio guest, surprise in-studio guest. Coming up in just a couple of minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.